Good evening, this is Sawani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 6th July 2021. Top stories for today. The Ministry of International Trade and Industry, MITI, explained today that companies that are not listed as essential services and are located in Enhanced Movement Control Order, EMCO areas, are totally not allowed to operate. According to MITI, only companies listed as essential services in the National Security Council's standard operating procedures for locations under both phases 1 and 2 of the National Recovery Plan are allowed to operate, using a new letter under COVID-19 Intelligent Management System 3.0. The National COVID-19 Immunization Program Coordinating Minister Khairi Jamaluddin earlier today said the dynamic nature of EMCO lists made it difficult to deliver the vaccines to new inoculation centres every week. Khairi said it will be difficult to open vaccination centres at localities under the EMCO because the list of areas under such restrictions changes constantly. Meanwhile, Malaysia recorded a total of 7,654 COVID-19 infections in the last 24 hours. This raises the overall total of cases to more than 792,000 since the pandemic started in Malaysia. Rounding up the top three are Selangor with 3,260 cases, followed by Kuala Lumpur with 1,550 and Negeri Sembilan with 698 cases. On the international front, a Russian passenger airplane with 28 people on board, including village mayor Olga Mokireva, which went missing from radars in Russia's Far East region, has been found in the sea, local officials have confirmed. According to the country's emergencies ministry, the plane carrying 22 passengers and 6 crew members was en route from the city of Petropavlovsk, Kamchatskaya, to the village of Palana when it lost contact with air traffic control. Several ships were en route to the crash site. Britain is still weighing up whether the benefits of vaccinating children against COVID-19 outweigh the risk given their low rate of severe outcomes from the disease. While Prime Minister Boris Johnson set out plans to end restrictions in England in 2 weeks' time. And over in India, the country's COVID-19 deaths relative to infections hit a record high in June after cases peaked in early May, an analysis of government data shows, amid pressures on authorities to accurately report deaths from a second wave of the virus. Driven largely by the more infectious and dangerous Delta variant, a big rise in infections in April and May brought its health system tumbling. India has officially reported more than 403,000 deaths out of more than 29 million people who have contracted the virus. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.